This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Another new healthcare facility has opened in Eau Claire as Chippewa Valley residents continue to struggle with inadequate access to healthcare. Behavioral Health Clinic has officially opened a new location on West Claremont Avenue, seeking to fill gaps in access to mental health care in the region. The site will offer both in-person and telehealth appointments for residents with no referrals required. Accessible mental health care has been a growing need in the Chippewa Valley, as health officials report a nearly 40% uptick in mental health diagnoses across the country from 2019 to 2023. They're hoping the new facility will reduce barriers to accessing that care in the Chippewa Valley, like long wait times for appointments. In addition to the new behavioral health clinic, the Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Finance Committee also recently released $10 million in funding for the construction of a new mental health and substance abuse treatment center in Chippewa Falls. The new Rogers Behavioral Health Facility is expected to open in early 2027, seeking to replace the mental health care services lost with the HSHS and Prevea closures 2 years ago. The Augusta Community Cupboard Food Pantry is asking residents to participate in their food drive throughout the rest of the month. According to organization officials, the food drive was organized in response to the closure of Ruby's Pantry. They're asking area residents to chip in with non-perishable food items like canned goods, ready-to-eat meals, cereals, and soups. Monetary donations will also be accepted, and food donations can be dropped off at the Augusta City Hall during normal business hours or placed in the night drop throughout April. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to prepare for the end of the winter utility moratorium this week. Under state law, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting residential heating service for non-payment from November 1st to April 15th. With the moratorium set to end on Wednesday, residents who are behind on their utility bills could once again be at risk of having their service disconnected. Xcel Energy officials are encouraging those residents to contact them if they need to explore payment assistance options to maintain their heating service. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first form for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nehm with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 67 this afternoon. Tonight, more scattered storms, low of 46. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.